Stop blaming it on holiday stress. We all know it's that time of year when everything feels drained, both your wallet and you. Well, the real problem is right under you. It's that saggy, old, unsupportive mattress. Well, say hello to Ghostbed. Ghostbed is family-run, consumer-loving, with over 20 years of mattress-making mastery. They've engineered the perfect sleep weapon. Durable, insanely comfortable, and cool enough to keep you chill all night long. Every Ghostbed packs their exclusive ProCore technology, a powerhouse support system that cradles your back, supports, and aligns your spine. Translation? You wake up feeling like a human again. Hot sleeper? Ghostbed's cooling materials fight heat 24/7, so you don't wake up sweaty, even when the thermostat cranked up. And here's the kicker. Fast, free shipping in just 2 to 5 days. A 101-night sleep trial and up to a 25-year warranty. That's confidence. Right now, Ghostbed is slashing prices. Up to 50% off compared to other brands. And because you're listening, you score an extra 10% off site-wide. Just use promo code PODCAST at checkout. That's PODCAST for 10% off on top of already insane deals. Upgrade your sleep. Upgrade your life. Ghostbed. The coolest beds in the world.
That's all I need to know about you.
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 That's all I need to know about you. It's Anna and Raven. You can always call or text 1-800-330-9999. And all you have to do is fill in the blank. If you blank, that's all I need to know about you. We got a text, Raven. It says, if you're in a busy parking lot and you make one of your children get out of the car and go stand in an empty parking space until you can swing the car around, that's all I need to know about you.
Yeah.
Oh, that's straight 80s, 90s. I used to have to do that all the time. We would go to the mall. My mom would see a spot. She'd be like, go stand in there.
Right.
When you're a kid, it's the longest 3 minutes of your life.
Oh, yeah.
Because you're just standing there and like cars, you know, you see people throwing up their hands.
Right, right, right. You don't know what's going on. You're the object of their hate at that moment. Right. And you don't understand how the world works enough to realize, like, wait a minute, that's a stranger adult and they hate me and they don't even know me.
My husband did it to try to do it to me the other day.
Tried to do it to you?
Home Depot.
But you're a grown up.
Yeah, he's like, go stand in the spot. I go, I'm not doing that.
To be fair, there's so many curbside pickup spots at all these stores now at this point. When you want to go in a store, you got to park like a quarter mile away, to be fair.
So funny. But this is, I can't believe that people would still do this.
But I wouldn't send my child to do that.
Not anymore. No. Like, it was different back in the 80s and 90s.
Right,
it was fine.
You figure nobody would run over your child deliberately, right? I mean, like, nowadays, you're like, there's crazy people out there.
Yeah.
And people are at the end of their rope.
Right.
Like, on top of it. Like, you just, a normal, rational person will behave very irrational right now.
I can't even imagine my daughter's face, my 11-year-old, if I said to her, go stand in that spot. She'd be like, what?
Hop out right now.
Right. The truth of the matter, though, is that she probably would be so buried in her phone with the TikTok that she wouldn't even realize all the hate of the cars driving by her as she's holding the spot.
They'd figure she's just a random kid standing in the wrong spot.
Exactly. Right.
If you park on the grass at the cemetery, that's all I need to know about you.
Oh, I hate that.
Here's the thing. I went to go hang the wreaths yesterday, okay, at my father and my grandparents' grave. And so it's an old cemetery in the center of the city. So, I mean, the pathways are very, very thin to get through with a car. I pull up. There's a gentleman visiting across the way on the other side of the grass, the other side there of the street, and he's parked deliberately in the middle of the road. So I'm like, what if somebody else comes along? There's going to be nowhere for them to travel. So I put my right tires on the grass, all right?
Mm.
And yeah, I know, but there never used to be anybody there before. And now there is somebody in that area, which I didn't realize until I got out after, because here come the guys with the tractor driving by, and they put a couple notes in my car, and I felt terrible.
Well, you should never.
But the wreaths went up.
It's tough. So here's the problem with a lot of cemeteries, and I've noticed this past too.
Yeah.
Is that if you get a couple cars parked in the same thing, you can't get by.
Nobody can get by.
And there's no like direct. You don't know where you're going.
And I'm not just going up to lay flowers or something. I'm hanging wreaths. It's going to take me 15, 20 minutes to do this.
Yeah, but still, you're literally driving over someone's grave. So let's. Put it in that perspective.
I'm not taking the guilt off of myself.
Yeah.
I didn't feel great about it. I just, you know, it was a tough spot that I was in. That happened to me yesterday.
How come they don't
wreaths
have
went
a
up,
parking
wreaths
lot?
Wreaths went great.
Well, I guess, like, how are you going to walk so far? Cemeteries are tricky places.
You know what I don't like either is that they don't allow dogs anymore at the cemetery. And my father's dog, like, if you think that your dogs don't know that you're going to visit somebody, I think that you're wrong. I think that they do know.
Oh, you got all deep.
I do.
You got deep. You got off deep.
You know what I do? I mean, the truth is I'll park on the road. I'll make sure I'm on the road from now on the pavement, but I bring my dog anyways.
Okay.
I don't care.
Okay.
What, are you going to confront me?
Mm-hmm.
This was his grand dog.
Okay.
All right?
You mean bring your dog? You're ridiculous.
Yeah, no, I bring my dog, all right, because he likes to visit my dad.
1-800-330-9999. All you have to do is fill in the blank. If you blank, that's all I need to know about you.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, and Emory Education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.